Tell me about your parents and your parents' shop. Have they always lived in St Albans?
No, my parents came to St Albans in 1932-33. My parents were both came from Northwest London, and my father was in the fashion business. He started his career in men's tailoring, in retail, but then decided he wanted to. He met my mother. They were in their teens when they met, and they decided they wanted to open their own business. But he did not want to be in London, so he came. He was a great one for cars. He was a great car fanatic, and he, with his first car, they drove out to St Albans, and fell in love with the place. And heard that the brewers, McMullen's the brewers, were going to convert the front of the Peahen Hotel, it was a commercial hotel in those days, into a retail shop. And my father said, right, if we can get it, we'll get it. Which he did, and that was in 1932. And they opened the business in 1932, which was a year before they got married. He lived in St Albans. He rented a flat in Avenue Road. They got married in 1933, and they stayed in the flat in Avenue Road until the flats and shops in London Road were built in 1935, and they moved into one of those flats above Supreme Insurance. It is in fact the middle flat, where the date 1935 is in fact in the brickwork, so that's sort of a landmark flat. And of course their shop was 200 yards away, and it was very easy for him to go about some forwards to business. And that was one of the reasons they sent me to Holywell House School, because it was walking distance. I wasn't allowed to cross the road on my own. One of the girls from the shop would see me coming along London Road, stopping outside Burton's Tailors, as they used to be on the corner where the furniture shop is now. They'd come across the road to bring me across, because I don't think there was a pedestrian crossing there in those days, and I would be allowed to walk down Holywell Hill myself. They would take me across to the Coat Corner, which used to be Barclays Bank, and I would walk down Holywell Hill myself, walk back up at the end of school, they'd be looking out for me, take me across the road again, and I'd walk back home.
Oh, good.
So that's how that's how I was as a school kid, a small school kid. And we had that shop, my parents had that shop, until my father died in 1968, and my mother didn't want to keep it going.
Okay.
So we sold it. Then I didn't want to run it, and so we sold the business.
What took over that?
It was ladies' fashion.
Ladies' fashion.
When we sold it, it became a carpet shop for a short while, and then from carpet shop to men's fashion. And then when they went, the landlords, McMullen's, had to take it over again because it didn't conform to health and safety.
Okay.
There was no proper fire escape. You only came up into the cellar of the pub, which was dangerous.
No.
You had to come up to the trap door if you got stuck in the